Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kaufman, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Fay Thomas now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Burns reaches second base with a double. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Richards moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsler scores. Richards scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jim Walkup now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carey covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-0 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. One out. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 1 in the game. Solters hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warsler bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to third for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Larry reaches third base with a triple. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry scores. One out. It's 10-1, Athletics. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Poser now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Richards hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to third. Clift moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Poser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-3 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wasserler scores. Moses moves to second. It's 11-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 12-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Johnson scores. It's 14-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.